Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 181. This episode is all about love. I know. It's totally cliche and cheesy because today happens to be Valentine's Day, but Homo Ground wants to present a different take on love. So we're dedicating this episode to our collective love of music and all forms of art. A love for creating things that make us happy, things that inspire and empower us, things that make us feel confident and sexy, you know, through our own self-validation. A love that makes us feel alive.
Oh,
That was the song Alive by These Knees. These Knees have been writing songs since the winter of 2010. The band's singer and songwriter, Stephanie Trevisan, says that she feels a responsibility to share a lyrical viewpoint that people can find themselves in, and even a connection that is found in knowing that songs about her relationships are written from a same-sex perspective. The band also believes that it's important that everyone, especially young adults, are able to find music that supports them and shares lyrical content and themes that they can relate to. They have a few shows coming up in Ohio this month and next month, so check out homoground.com/episode181 for details on that, and you can also find information to get in touch with them. So if any of the lyrics that you hear in their songs speak to you, yeah, get in touch with them. I'm sure they're very nice people and they would love to hear from you. And coming up, I've got the songs Good Luck, I Want You, and Believer off of their release Night Fires, which came out in November 2015. Power of music is so incredible. I mean, I don't know. I love music because it can just put me in whatever mood I want to be in. And I know that when I'm sitting around and I feel like something's wrong, like I'm in a funk or something, it's usually because there's no music playing. And then as soon as I put on one of my favorite songs or something that can get my body moving, I feel so much better. And that's amazing because I feel like so much of the time we're searching for things to make us feel better, to, fill voids in our lives. And, you know, sometimes a lot of us choose to self-medicate or we participate in destructive habits. But I don't know, I just, having that reminder that music is a thing that can make me happy and choosing to direct my energy into creating something or focusing on something that makes me happy, it's really important. And I think music really reminds me of those things that are important to me and puts me in a good spot. So thanks, music. That's what you do for me, and I'm sure you do that plus a lot of other things for other people, especially all the bands that submit their music to Homoground. Thank you for sharing your music with us. Sharing your music is an incredible thing. It takes so much courage to put yourself out there. And, you know, it's really awesome that there are so many musicians who identify as LGBTQ who aren't afraid to be themselves with their music. It's incredibly brave. And if you are a musician who does that, then you need to like remind yourself of how amazing that is, how much of an effect that has on other people who find your music and can relate to it. So enough with the cheese, let's get back to the music. Coming up is 1,000 Years From Now, the nom de plume for singer-songwriter Philip Merritt, who's based in Williamsburg, Virginia. We featured one of their songs on our XS series, and you can also find links at homoground.com/episode181. Coming up are the songs Toano, You're All I Need, and Authority on Love, and you can check out a music video for that song at homoground.tv.
Mama said, girl, you best dust off your bones and lose the fuck up. Don't let the summer pass you by. We'll be right back. well. Wrinkled clothes, the trailing voice, you're hurting, I can tell. Well, I'd love to give you some advice, but first let's grab a drink. A Jefferson cup with bourbon will help me to think. I'm the world's authority on love. I'll answer all your questions of the fires below, the stars above. I've been rejected and I've cried. I've been a cheater and I've lied. Now I've got nothing left to hide. If it's a book I wrote, if it's a joke I stole it, if it's a film I shot, if it's a cure, I got it. I think back on the college boys, they put me through it all. Stolen kisses, laughter, lies, triangles, alcohol. But now that I'm much older, I thought things would calm down. But it never ceases to amaze me, the new temptations still abound. I'm the world's authority on love. I'll answer all your questions of when to say enough's enough. I'm the world's authority on pain. If you got time, I can't explain how every single scar remains. Don't ask the ragged holy man under a tree. He doesn't care. You won't find it there. Not the so-called doctors filling up the screen. There's too much to lose. They won't tell you the truth. That I'm the world's authority on love. I'll answer all your questions of the fires below, the stars above. I've been rejected and I've cried. I've been the cheater and I've lied. Now I've got nothing left to hide.
Coming up next is XO Jason, electronic project out of Portland, Oregon, from singer-songwriter Jason Mample. Their debut release, Four Love Songs, is an intimate and conceptual album that explores gender and sexual identity. Jason wrote and recorded the album in his home studio, and it came out earlier this month. Keep an eye out for more music videos and remixes scheduled to come out this spring. You can find links at homoground.com/episode181. And coming up, I've got the songs Unlearn, Princess, and Kiss Me Dark Destroyer, which is the first single from Four Love Songs, and you can watch the music video at homoground.tv. And before we launch into the music, Jason gave us a call to let us know what his biggest challenge is. So let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, it's Jason from XO Jason. The biggest challenge for me musically is fighting against our gender binaries. This project focuses on exploring my own personal gender expression and gender identity. And it's been something, you know, I've struggled with my entire life and I'm just now embracing and exploring. And it's been pretty wonderful and also pretty scary. And my hope and intentions are just to bring awareness to the trans and non-binary community through music and performance art.
I won't cringe.
We were too much. concept is a construct, baby. And you are my maiden voyage. And I am your dark destroyer. And I will be your woman. And I will be your man.
Up next is Vero and Amy, a Los Angeles-based couple and music duo with an indie electronic fuse sound. Lyrics and vocals are created by Veronica Bloor, who was born in LA and grew up in the Bay Area, where she wrote and produced several unreleased pop and rap songs as a teenager. Amy Bertram is a New York-raised musician who produces all the instrumentals for the duo. She grew up playing drums and picked up more and more instruments as she got older, until her heart and hands found its way to Ableton. The two began producing music together shortly after they met and started dating in February 2015. Amy and Vero find so much joy in creating, sharing, and discussing music. They love it so much that they started their own record label called Crescent Heights Records, so that they could put out not only their music, but to also help out other people who are making music that they like and get it out there into the world. So check them out at homoground.com/episode181. Got a music video for the song that is coming up called The Abyss. You can check it out at homoground.tv.
Stop us while we flee. You knew we'd be what we'd be.
Nudes are forces of destruction. It's the only way to function. It's not about retaliation.
Wrapping up this episode is Tomboy, a queer indie electronic band from Jacksonville, Florida, whose music incorporates psychedelic pop vocals, driving guitar leads, and a combination of live and electronic beats. The trio consists of Alex E., Paige McMullen, and Summer Wood. Tomboy is kicking off 2016 with a new self-titled EP, the first of multiple releases scheduled for this year. Coming up, I've got tracks off of that new EP. I've got the songs Run Around, Fever, and Surrender. And the EP is available on iTunes and Amazon, and you can find links at homoground.com/episode181. We'll be right back. Tomboy is also currently really involved in fighting for a more inclusive human rights ordinance down in Florida. They gave us a call to give us a little update and to let us know what they're doing down there to make their community better. I'm going to play that phone call and then I'm going to close out with one more track from them. It's their inventive take on a 90s favorite by Ghost Town DJ's My Boo, featuring New Orleans-based sex-positive rapper Boyfriend.
Hey, Home Ground, this is Alex E.
And Paige McMullen.
From Tomboy, and we're based out of Jacksonville, Florida. We are currently extremely involved in fighting for a more inclusive human rights ordinance that would extend current protections to include sexual orientation for gender identity and gender expression. People in our community are still legally fired and denied access to housing, public accommodations, and overall face a heavy battle fueled really by passions on both sides.
We use our music as a vehicle to promote these social justice ideas. If you are interested to find out if there is a fully inclusive HRO in your city or state, please check that out. And if there is not, do support legislation for one.
You're calling to God when I call you my Eve. Well, the apple never falls that far from the tree. No.